and cleared up to center ice again. And the Huskies forced a turnover. 2-on-1 with 10 seconds left. Baltish makes the move. He'll stand his ground and get it back down low on the left side. Nice pass there to Lucchini from Gillies. He'll bump it back behind the net, trying to make it out in front. And off the post! Into the post! Lucchini scores! Lucchini with the goal! And they're going to count it!
Some highlights from last year is Michigan Tech hockey getting set, getting closer. What, 60-something days away? Is that right, Coach? Something like that?
Oh, 61, Dirk.
61 days away.
I counted it this morning. I got a big calendar, and I just start X-ing off the days. But we'll be heavy at it long before then. But it's exciting. It's exciting. Summer's been great. Golf games in shape. And but it's time, start thinking about hockey. And, as our players start coming back into town, Mason Blacklock, Alex Gillies are back in town, you start seeing them all arriving. That signals that it's getting close. And obviously the freshmen will be here in less than 3 weeks. So it's an exciting time, and it's going to go quick. And before you know it, that puck will drop October 1st against Duluth.
A lot of people are excited to have you in here today, Coach, to talk about the game because they want to get caught up on Michigan Tech, what's been going on, some things with other teams in our conference. And there's a lot to talk about. But has your summer been good? Have you had a chance to do any relaxing at all, or is it pretty much go, go, go?
Well, thanks, Derek. It's great to be here. Great to be here talking about hockey on a beautiful summer day. But, you've got to pick your spots. You have to relax a little bit, but there's always something going on, so you're never completely, you never get away from it, not unless you leave your phone and just take off somewhere. So, last week, we're still working on scheduling. Some scheduling issues have come up because the Big Ten have added a team, so they had to rearrange some games that they had scheduled, for future years. So, obviously, I'm talking to Wisconsin. We're trying to make some adjustments to help them out because, Big Ten is mandated when their league has to start and whatnot. So, you just start to relax, Dirk, a little bit like you talk about, and then boom, something comes up. You start to relax and Minnesota State, comes out that, they've applied to a new, boom, So there's always something going on, but I've had a time to let my hair down, as you can tell, a little bit, and relax. You have to. The season's so long. If you can't recharge your batteries, you're going to be in trouble. So,
well, you brought up Duluth. Let's get right to that. The times had not been listed for the Minnesota Duluth games, and I think we kind of know what times those will be now.
Yeah, they're not official, but Coach Sandlin and I have talked, and I'm pretty sure these are going to be the times. Obviously, Saturday night's going to be 7, and then Sunday afternoon will be 4 o'clock Duluth time, so that'll be
eight and five
our time. Yes, 8 and 5 our time, 7 and 4 Central time in Duluth. So, which is good. It's not even on our schedule yet, but we're in the process of trying to come up with all the games. Like Michigan, we're down there homecoming weekend, so we don't know the exact times of those games. There's a big football game on Saturday at 3:30, their homecoming game. So, we're not sure what time we're going to play that night, and then Michigan State also. So those are probably come out as to be determined on our schedule. So we got to get our schedule out for sure with as many times as we can so our fans can come on and see us play. Last couple of weeks have been great. I've run into a lot of people in town that are up visiting from, lower Michigan, and they're excited about our games down there, and they're asking me what times. And while we were there in Michigan State and Lansing last year, really enjoyed the games and the outcomes. So, it's exciting. I think it's important that we travel downstate and play in front of a lot of our alumni who live in that area. Obviously, we play in the GLI, but that's a busy time of year for a lot of people. Still get a great crowd, but I think it's important that we continue to maintain some relationships and with schools and play downstate.
How much does that help in recruiting, too, being down there? I mean, that's the whole point of McGinnis having the GLI, but now that we're doing more of actual playing games outside of that tournament helps, doesn't it?
Well, it's good. It's good to be seen down there. I know, you know, last year when we were down there, there are a lot of, you know, those teams bring a lot of recruits to their games. So it's nice when we go in there and can have some success against them and play well, and recruits get exposed to us, even though we're not bringing them up on our campus. They get a feel for our program. They get a feel for our team. They get a good view of how we play, our style of play, which is so important. It's one of the big questions we get from young men these days as far as recruiting goes. Well, what's your style of play? How do you play? Do you let the forwards get up and down the sheet? Are you aggressive forechecking? Are you just playing the trap, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So it's good. It's good for a lot of reasons that we get down there and play.
Well, it will be, and it's going to be a busy first month of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, buckle up. Yeah, you better be ready to go. Our team better be ready to go. You know, we've got a tough schedule. But it's a good schedule. You know, you're going to have to go on the road, and you're going to have to, you know, compete against good teams in their buildings. And when I first took this job, Dirk, I said, we're not afraid to play. We're not going to be afraid to play anyone, anywhere, at any time. And we want to schedule quality opponents. We want our fans to be able to have a chance to travel to a couple places and see us. We want our alumni to have that opportunity to come and watch us play. And, like I said, our team. I want to expose our team to different environments and good teams, and we're going to do that this fall. It's similar to my second year here when we played first 7 of our 8 on the road against tough teams. And, yeah, we've got a tough schedule, but you know what? We're ready for it.
All right, Coach, can we get to Minnesota State and their announcement?
Wow, you hit that right out. Oh, that's early. I thought you'd give me a few minutes.
Well, I knew people want to hear your thoughts on it. For those who don't know and been living under a rock, Minnesota State, it's known now that they are looking elsewhere out of the conference to join a different conference. And what are your thoughts, I guess, off the bat, Coach?
Well, I have no comment, really, Dirk.
No?
No. Well, I got to be careful how much I say and what I say, and because I don't have all the details. I don't know a whole lot more than you would or the fans who you know, read the blogs and newspapers and whatnot. But Minnesota State has formally applied to the NCHC. That does not mean they are going to go that way, number one. It does not mean that they have been accepted into the NCHC at this point. So there's a lot still to be determined with that. You know, I don't know the reasoning for applying to that league. You know, you'd have to read between the lines, read the articles, or know what they're saying about it. But obviously, it does fit into their footprint a little bit better, you know, with the teams that are in that league, with St. Cloud, you know, short trip, you know, Duluth, a short trip, Nebraska, Omaha, a short trip. I mean, they're right there versus going to Bowling Green and Huntsville and Alaska's. And I get it. We're all in that situation a little bit. But I'm hoping at the end of the day, when the dust settles, that we're still in the same conference as Minnesota State is, still in the WCHA with Minnesota State. So, and I've had some conversations with Coach Hastings, you know, about some things. And, you know, I get it. But like I said, there's still a lot to go on. I know the NCHC has some meetings coming up here in August. And I don't know at that time if they're going to determine if they even want to expand. You know, a lot of talk about Arizona State also. And, you know, there's a lot of rumors, there's a lot of hearsay, so I try not to pay attention too much to it because, you know, there's a lot of rumors in the hockey world. So we'll see what happens, but the most important thing for us as Michigan Tech is that we continue to strengthen ourselves in the college hockey world. That's my goal, my first goal, and not to be concerned so much with all the other things going on outside. I mean, we want to play in a good conference and a strong conference, but at the same time, we have to make sure we're putting our program in the best possible position that we can. That's my job and that's my goal. You know, we have to continue to work towards that. And we'll see where we end up, but we're always going to play good teams. We're always going to be in a pretty darn good conference, whether Minnesota State's in there or not. Obviously, we'd like them in the conference. We think we're just starting to you know, form a rivalry. And, you know, we've only had 3 years of conference play. So you want to give it some time. You just don't want everything to get blown up right away. But I think when everything first happened, when the league's Big Ten came on and everything first split up, you knew at some point there might be some reshuffling or realignment of the conferences. And obviously with Arizona State coming on board and, you know, some rumors up in Alaska, what's going to happen up there. So I think you're going to see some changes, whether it's fairly quickly or over the next couple of years. And, you know, like I said, we just have to focus on our program and what we're doing here and making sure we're doing the right thing, that we can put the program first and the best team on the ice.